Pay and benefits. It is illegal for an employer to discriminate against an employee in the payment of wages or employee benefits on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, including gender identity, sexual orientation, and pregnancy, national origin, age, 40 or older, disability, or genetic information. Employee benefits include sick and vacation leave, insurance, access to overtime as well as overtime pay, and retirement programs. For example, an employee may not pay Hispanic workers less than African American workers because of their national origin, and men and women in the same workplace must be given equal pay for equal work. In some situations, an employer may be allowed to reduce some employee benefits for older workers, but only if the cost of providing the reduced benefits is the same as the cost of providing benefits to younger workers. Discipline and discharge. An employer may not consider a person's race, color, religion, sex, including gender identity, sexual orientation and pregnancy, national origin, age 40 or older, disability, or genetic information when making decisions about discipline or discharge. For example, if two employees commit a similar offense, an employer may not discipline them differently because of their race, color, religion, sex, including gender identity, sexual orientation and pregnancy, national origin, age 40 or older, disability, or genetic information. When deciding which employees will be laid off, an employer may not choose the oldest workers because of their age. Employers also may not discriminate when deciding which workers to recall after a layoff. Employment references. It is illegal for an employer to give a negative or false employment reference or refuse to give a reference because of a person's race, color, religion, sex, including gender identity, sexual orientation and pregnancy, national origin, age 40 or older, disability, or genetic information. Reasonable accommodation and disability. The law requires that an employer provide reasonable accommodation to an employee or job applicant with a disability unless doing so would cause significant difficulty or expense for the employer. A reasonable accommodation is any change in the workplace or in the way things are usually done to help a person with a disability apply for a job, perform the duties of a job, or enjoy the benefits and privileges of employment. Reasonable accommodation might include, for example, providing a ramp for a wheelchair user or providing a reader or interpreter for a blind or deaf employee or applicant. Reasonable accommodation and religion. The law requires an employer to reasonably accommodate an employee's religious beliefs or practices unless doing so would cause difficulty or expense for the employer. This means an employer may have to make reasonable adjustments at work that will allow the employee to practice his or her religion, such as allowing an employee to voluntarily swap shifts with a coworker so that he or she can attend religious services. Training and apprenticeship programs. It is illegal for a training or apprenticeship program to discriminate on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, including gender identity, sexual orientation and pregnancy, national origin, age 40 or older, disability, or genetic information. For example, an employer may not deny training opportunities to African American employees because of their race. In some situations, an employer may be allowed to set age limits for participation in an apprenticeship program. Harassment. It is illegal to harass an employee because of race, color, religion, sex, including gender identity, sexual orientation and pregnancy, national origin, age, 40 or older, disability, or genetic information. It is also illegal to harass someone because they have complained about discrimination, filed a charge of discrimination, or participated in an employment discrimination investigation or lawsuit. Harassment can take the form of slurs, graffiti, offensive or derogatory comments, or other verbal or physical conduct. Sexual harassment, including unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, and other conduct of a sexual nature, is also unlawful. Although the law does not prohibit simple teasing, offhand comments, or isolated incidents that are not very serious, harassment is illegal if it is so frequent or severe that it creates a hostile or offensive work environment, or if it results in an adverse employment decision, such as the victim being fired or demoted. The harasser can be the victim's supervisor, a supervisor in another area, a coworker, or someone who is not an employee of the employer, such as a client or customer. Harassment outside of the workplace may also be illegal if there is a link with the workplace. For example, if a supervisor harasses an employee while driving the employee to a meeting. Terms and conditions of employment. The law makes it illegal for an employer to make an employment decision because of a person's race, color, religion, sex, including gender identity, sexual orientation, and pregnancy, national origin, age, 40 or older, disability, or genetic information. That means an employer may not discriminate when it comes to such things as hiring, firing, promotions, and pay. It also means an employer may not discriminate, for example, when granting breaks, approving leave, assigning workstations, or setting any other term or condition of employment, however small. Pre-employment inquiries, general. As a rule, the information obtained and requested through the pre-employment process should be limited to those essential for determining if a person is qualified for the job, whereas information regarding race, sex, national origin, age, and religion are irrelevant in such determinations. Employers are explicitly prohibited from making pre-offer inquiries about disability. Although state and federal equal opportunity laws do not clearly forbid employers from making pre-employment inquiries that relate to or disproportionately screen out members based on race, color, sex, national origin, religion, or age, such inquiries may be used as evidence of an employer's intent to discriminate unless the questions asked can be justified by some business purpose. Therefore, inquiries about organizations, clubs, societies, and lodges of which an applicant may be a member, or any other questions, which may indicate the applicant's race, sex, national origin, disability status, age, religion, color, or ancestry, if answered, should generally be avoided. Similarly, employers should not ask for a photograph of an applicant. If needed for identification purposes, a photograph may be obtained after an offer of employment is made and accepted.